When it comes to the lean executive recruiting landscape, staying ahead means staying informed. Subscribing to the Stiles Associates email list gives you access to the latest compensation data, industry analysis, and career resources straight from their recruiting team. Plus, you'll receive hand-picked career opportunities from leading companies, whether you're seeking new challenges or just curious about the market. So head over to leanexecs.com and sign up to get on the Stiles Associates email list and transform the way you make strategic decisions for your company and your career. Thanks for listening. Did you know I can help your organization on this journey of cultivating a culture of learning and innovation? I can be a trainer, coach, and advisor on topics including psychological safety, problem solving, and continuous improvement. I can add value to your management team meetings by speaking and facilitating discussions on these important topics. To learn more, visit markgraben.com or email me, mark@markgraben.com. Let's improve together.
Welcome to the Lean Blog Podcast. Visit our website at www.leanblog.org. Now, here's your host, Mark Graben.
Hi, this is Mark Graben. You're listening to episode number 44 of the Lean Blog Podcast for May 21st, 2008. Today, we're talking with Ralph Keller, the president of AME, the Association of Manufacturing Excellence. We'll be talking about their regional conference that's going to be held in San Diego, June 9th through 11th. We'll also be talking about the role of AME in general. So I hope you enjoy the podcast. As always, thanks for listening. For more, you can visit leanpodcast.org.
I've been running AME now for a little over 2 years. And before that, I was a practitioner in industry. I spent over 35 years in industry, the last 15 of which was at a vice president level.
Uh-huh.
And for a number of different companies, but I really got started in lean when I was director of manufacturing for a company that was duplicating videotapes for the movie studios back in the mid 80s.
Right.
Then I went on to a couple of other companies in industrial inkjet printing and closure manufacturing, and my last company I worked for was an industrial products company, and I had 28 plants in 14 countries, and I was implementing lean at all the sites, and I was constantly on airplanes, and I've got a lot of gray hair, and the last couple of trips I came home and my wife looked at me and said, you look like shit. And I said, thanks very much. I feel the same way. So I decided to retire and decided that kind of a grind is for a younger individual than me. So I decided to retire. My wife said, well, it's fine if you want to retire, just not in my house. Go find something to do. So I've been a member of AME for about 20 years and started doing some stuff for AME and doing some consulting, and one thing led to the other, and I ended up becoming the president of AME at the end of 2005. So,
okay,
here I am,
and here you are, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are hopefully members of AME or at least familiar with the organization. But for those who aren't, could you give us kind of an overview of AME's mission and purpose?
Yeah, AME is a 501c3 charitable nonprofit. It's classified as an educational association, and we've been in existence for 25 years. It was officially chartered in 1985, and AME actually started as the repetitive manufacturing group in APEX back in the early 80s, and APEX was going down the road of MRP and MRP installations, and it was kind of job shop related and things.
Right.
And these repetitive manufacturing guys said, well, that doesn't fit what we do. So they started their own little group, this repetitive manufacturing group, and they started their own little treasury, and they had their own meetings and stuff because it was a special interest group for those kind of manufacturers. And APEX decided that they didn't want them having their own treasury and stuff, and they said, so, you know, you guys need to give us that money.
Yeah, right.
And the group said, no, we don't think so. We're going to, you know, start our own group. So they were, you know, kicked out of Apex as the repetitive manufacturing group, and they started this group called the Association for Manufacturing Excellence. And so we've been around for since 1985, and the mission of AME is really one of shared learning, because lean is not something that you can do by going to school and and getting formal education in lean.
Right.
It's something that you learn by doing, and the association is dedicated to shared learning, to try to speed up the learning curve for people so that they can learn from the lessons of others that have done it. So it's the practitioners who've been there and done that, who share those experiences and can teach people what to do, what not to do, what to look out for, where's the roadblocks, and, you know, where's the potholes, and, you know, what walls you run into, and how do you get around them.
Right.
So that's what AME is all about, is about practitioner shared learning to help people with lean transformations. And it's primarily North America. We do have a group down in Australia that's called AME Australia. We've got a group in the UK called AME UK. But AME is focused primarily on North America.
Mm-hmm.
We have a little over 5,000 members, that's individual members. We do have corporate memberships, and we have what we call champion members. We've got a little over 100 corporate members, which are companies that have joined, but our primary membership is individuals.
Right. And part of that shared learning and shared experience, one thing we wanted to talk about today was your upcoming Western Regional Lean Conference in San Diego. That's June 9th to 11th, and so if you could tell us about that event and what people might expect if they were to attend.
Well, our conferences are well attended by lean practitioners, and they go to learn. I call our conferences knowledge injection by fire hose.
Right.
Because what they're going to do is they're going to get an awful lot of information put out for them, and how much they absorb and how much they take home with them is really up to the individual. But we do keynote presentations, so we have keynote presenters who talk about what they've done. So like this one, for instance, we've got, you know, Vice President of Operations for Medtronic, President and CEO of the WD-40 company, we've got a Director of the Autoliv Production Systems, we have, you know, a sustainability guy from, you know, Managing Director of Investor Strategic Value Advisors, and we have a motivational speaker. So those are our keynotes. The practitioner presentations are what a lot of people take to get the most from. The practitioner presentations are really the practitioners getting up and talking about what they've done within their business or in the company that they work for, and how they accomplished it and what the results have been for the business.
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, they get the how to implement, and then they get the pitfalls and roadblocks and, you know, the things to look out for. So they get the practical tips from these practitioners about what they have done and what kinds of things, if people are going to try doing something similar, what to look out for. And then we have tours. Tours are probably one of the things that draw the most interest.
Right.
Because it's an opportunity for people to go and go on plant tours to different plants that are implementing lean, and they get to go kick the tires and they go see it and touch it. Most people now are, you know, follow the adult learning model. We don't, you know, and adults don't really learn well in a college environment, sitting in a lecture hall.
Uh-huh.
They learn much better experientially by going and seeing things and being able to look and see what's being done. And that's the advantage of the tours. And then we also have workshops, and the workshops are put on primarily by consultants But the workshops are there to teach a specific skill or about a specific tool. So, you know, talking about Lean Six Sigma or talking about TWI or Lean Accounting or, you know, quick changeover or, you know, how to size and resize supermarkets and Kanban systems and things like that. So yep. It's specific skills that people can take back to implement in their operation. So, you know, the conference, you know, in San Diego is what we call a regional conference. It's a shorter conference. It's only 3 days. We have workshops on Monday, and then we have practitioner presentations on Tuesday and Wednesday. The keynote presenters are on Tuesday and Wednesday. And then we have tours Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So it's a 3-day deal as opposed to our annual conference, which is 5 days.
Right. And so for San Diego, this is by no means limited to people who live in the western region. People could travel
from anywhere. Oh, absolutely
not.
Okay. Absolutely not. People could travel from anywhere. And we have a discounted price for AME members. So if people are already a member of AME, they pay a discounted price.
Uh-huh.
But the conference is open to all comers. So it's publicly accessible. They don't have to be AME members.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they can attend the conference and learn about lean transformations. And, you know, with your experience, it's all about identifying the value-creating activities in an enterprise and, more importantly, identifying the non-value-creating activities and then trying to figure out how to get rid of those non-value-creating activities.
Yeah. And so for people listening, it looks like if you want more information on the conference here, you can go to www.ameregionalconferences.org. And if you visit my site for the blog post about this podcast, I'll have links to all of this here, ameregionalconferences.org.
And yeah, they can also go to the ame.org, you know, the www.ame.org website, and there is a link on the AME website to the San Diego conference.
Okay. Well,
there's also a link on there to our annual conference in October in Toronto.
Yeah. And so AME.org, that's less of a mouthful. That's all I should have tried saying.
Right.
So AME.org. Looking at the list of tours here, just running down a few of these. DJO, which is a medical devices manufacturer, I believe, right?
Yeah, DJO was just purchased by the Blackstone Group.
Mm-hmm.
But DJO makes braces and things and rehabilitation, you know, things for primarily orthopedics.
Okay. So we've got that, some of the other companies, just going through a few: Goodrich Aerostructures, Dimension One Spas, HM Electronics, Cardinal Health. So it looks like mm-hmm. there's a pretty good variety of different industries and different tours that are available.
Yeah, and I mean, there's some green stuff in there. You know, solar turbines is, you know, makes gas turbine systems for oil and gas and power generation. You know, there's General Dynamics, NASCO, right, which is builds large ships, and you can actually go on a tour of a Navy ship at the San Diego Navy base. So there's something that would be of interest or value mm-hmm. to pretty much anybody in manufacturing in North America.
Now, do you know the Navy ship, are they using lean principles? I know some of that is happening within the military, different branches.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the Air Force with their AFSO 21 program is actively involved in lean implementation at their major repair and rebuild bases. The Navy uses quite a few private contractors to do machine repair and rebuild,
mm-hmm.
and most of them are implementing lean. One of our board members works for Northrop Grumman and Newport News, Virginia, and they've got a major, you know, repair center there for Navy ships. But he leads the lean effort there at Northrop Grumman in Newport News, and they're implementing lean throughout their operations.
Okay, so it looks like a lot.
And In the Army, there are some of the arsenals and, you know, Army depots that do a lot of the repair and rebuilding of tanks and personnel carriers and trucks and that kind of stuff. They're implementing lean principles as well.
Okay. And it looks like great event, tours and workshops and sessions. Again, it's June 9th through 11th in San Diego, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay. So,
and it, like I say, it's what I call knowledge injection by fire hose, because it's going to be a packed 3 days for attendees, and they will walk away with a lot of very useful information, practical implementation information, mm-hmm. That they can use in their own operations.
Absolutely. And so I appreciate you sharing a little bit about the conference, and while we have you here, you know, since you have a lot of experience with Lean, I was wondering if you had maybe one piece of advice or tip that you like to give to people, organizations who are just getting started maybe in their Lean journey, what piece of advice might you give other than attending your workshops?
If they don't have the backing of the guy in the corner office, don't even start. Lean is something that in order to sustain it and in order to really be successful in an organization, mm-hmm. it's got to be something that is promoted and visibly supported by the CEO of the organization. If that individual is trying to delegate it down to somebody, you know, within the organization to do, or you know, delegate it down to a plant manager or something like that, and is not visibly supporting that effort, mm-hmm. and actively involved in it, it's not going to go. It's not going to be sustainable within the organization. So my advice to people is, if your CEO is not on board with it and is going to be actively involved and visibly supporting it, don't start. Mm. Just going to frustrate
them. Yeah, and then I'll make the pitch once more for the AME and the conferences on your behalf. Maybe one way people could try to get their executives on board is to attend events where, like you had mentioned, you do have some pretty senior people presenting, president and yeah. CEO, and talking about Lean and business improvement from that perspective. Hopefully that would help people see the light.
Yeah, and the Lean practitioners within an organization have to be able to speak the business language of the CEO. So, you know, they need to be able to take back to the CEO if they want to do something with Lean implementation. They need to be able to go to the CEO and explain it to the CEO and what the business benefit is going to be in terms of increased revenue from the ability to serve its customers better quality, faster turnaround so you can increase sales, but it's also making the operation a lot more efficient, so it's going to reduce your costs, it's going to increase the cash flows, and you know the CEO is looking at it in terms of what's going to be the business benefit, and for him that means what's the financial benefit going to be in terms of increasing our margins, increasing our profitability, increasing our sales, reducing our cost. And the Lean practitioners need to be able to talk to the CEO in those terms about implementing Lean.
And that's a great lesson, because you gave that explanation without falling into the trap of the Japanese buzzwords or some of the terms that can seem intimidating to people.
Yeah. Oh, and some people, for instance, you know, that are doing Lean implementation have forbidden the use of Japanese terms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not Japanese. We're an American industry, all right? Let's keep it in American, all right, and get rid of the buzzwords.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, Ralph, I want to thank you again for taking time out and joining us here to talk about AME and the upcoming conferences. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Mark.
Thanks for listening. This has been the Lean Blog Podcast. For Lean news and commentary updated daily, visit www.leanblog.org. If you have any questions or comments about this podcast, email Mark at leanpodcast@gmail.com.
Hey, podcast listeners. I'm excited to announce the release of the audiobook version of my new book, The Mistakes That Make Us, Cultivating a Culture of Learning and Innovation. Listen and dive into powerful insights on fostering growth through mistakes. Whether you're a leader, entrepreneur, or just trying to get better at learning from mistakes, this audiobook is for you. Get it now on Audible, Amazon, and Apple Books. Visit mistakesbook.com for more info.